You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Richard Justice and Allison Footer.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined with my friend Allison Footer, and Alden Gonzalez, who covers the Angels for MLB.com, will be with us in a moment. We have a pennant race in the American League West. Allison, even all the things that's happened to the Angels, Josh Hamilton's not been productive, Tyler Skaggs is out, C.J. Wilson struggled, and yet they're right there. I don't know how much you've seen them, but they're a fun team to watch, a lot of contributions from their farm system. They may be better than the A's right now. What do you think?
Well, they're definitely better than the A's right now, which is why we're talking about how a team that can have two of their main keys of the lineup not contributing right now and still be just creeping up the standing. So while I've always liked the Angels team and I fully expected them to be in contention all season long, I think this has more to do with what's going on with the A's than it has to do with what's going on with the Angels as far as them sort of sneaking into first place. Now, that takes nothing away from them. They still have enough, I think, firepower and plans B and C to complement plan A, which is what the good teams do. So I think this thing might go down the last weekend of the season, which is what, as baseball fans, we all want to see.
We're joined now by Alden Gonzalez, who covers the Angels. There's a lot. What are there, 10 more A's Angels games to go, Alden, including about 7 in the next 2 weeks?
Yep, 10 more.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to find out some. I want to start by asking you about Matt Shoemaker, but I'm going to start by asking you about Josh Hamilton. And you broke the story on Sunday that he was not benched on Sunday, that he went into Mike Socha and said, I need a day. And that's pretty unusual to do when a guy is struggling. And although we've seen it through the years that when Josh struggles, I mean, he really struggles. And he was not in the lineup yesterday. Where do we go now with Josh Hamilton as far as the lineup card and the Angels?
Well, I'll tell you what we know for sure. And there's very little that we know for sure right now, just simply because it's hard to identify where Josh Hamilton is and why he's struggling in this way. But he went into Mike Socha's office on Sunday and asked for the day because he felt like, and this is a quote, that he was kind of spinning his wheels. And just that he admitted that the slump was getting to him mentally. And if you watched him swing the bat and miss on fastballs that he normally hits out and just give away at bats the way he was, it'd be pretty easy to identify that. And then Mike Socha said, you know, well, why don't you just take 2 days? So he took Monday in Boston off, and the plan is for him to show up early to the field today, have one-on-one sessions with the two hitting coaches, Don Baylor and Dave Hansen, and just find an approach that works that he could carry into the game. Mike Socha has been reluctant to move him out of the cleanup spot all year, but I would not be surprised if Josh Hamilton is hitting lower in the lineup today, maybe Howie Kendrick bats cleanup, whatever. Something has to be done about Josh, and I don't think continuing to bat him fourth and continuing to put that pressure on him is really helping him at this point. And, you know, the thing about Josh Hamilton is, and Richard, you've covered him, so much of it is mental for him. So much of it is his surroundings and that support system. And, you know, earlier in the year, it was easy to identify his struggles because it was tangible. He was seeing a major league leading amount of breaking balls. He was chasing pitches out of the strike zone. He obviously needed to be more selective. Now, he's missing everything. He's missing fastballs out over the plate. Pitches are challenging him on the inside corner. He's not getting around on pitches. It just looks like this is really wearing on him. And, you know, and he used to go through funks like this in Texas, but he would really, you know, bounce back pretty quickly. His slumps tend to prolong a little bit more with the Angels. I don't know what it is. People keep bringing up the support system and how, you know, Ron Washington talked to him about life and all that stuff 24/7. Now, they built their entire organization to make sure that Josh Hamilton was on track. And maybe that's the kind of support he needs, that constant 24/7 monitoring that he maybe doesn't have with the Angels. I'm not sure what it is, but he's just not right now. And, you know, the Angels have been able to persevere without it. They haven't gotten that typical cleanup production from Josh Hamilton all year. but I'm not sure if they could continue to. They've been winning games in the second half, but, you know, 13 of their 16 games have been won by 2 runs or less. They need that offensive production, and they really need Josh Hamilton to get back on track. But I don't know if anybody in that organization has answers right now.
You know, Alden, one of the weird things about him is, as bad as he looks, you got to keep writing, probably, the way you look at it, you probably got to keep playing him. Because I remember a game against, I think it was the Blue Jays 2 years ago. He was sick with the flu. He didn't want to be there. You know what his body language is like at home plate in the outfield. He clearly didn't want to be on the field. He comes to bat in the 12th inning with the Rangers down by a run on a day when he looked like the worst player on earth, and he hit the ball over the center field wall. And I guess all you can say is it's been in there before. We assume it'll be in there in the past. Anyway, that's my monologue. Allison, ask Alden the question and get us on something more pleasant.
Oh, well, this isn't really as pleasant, but Mike Trout, something that we've never talked about, we never ever thought we would talk about, is he's run into a little bit of a slump himself. Very high strikeout totals. He had a recent 0 for 16, 7 strikeouts. He works a lot of deep counts, which they like about that, but is it hurting him now? I mean, can you kind of explain that line of thinking?
Yeah, he's a guy who he's always worked deep counts, and I think that's a credit to him, because there's not many guys who are 22, 23 years old that are as comfortable hitting with 2 strikes as Mike Trout is. And, you know, Mike Trout sees, I think, he's been in 2-strike counts more than anybody in baseball, except, I think, 2 other hitters. He's put the first pitch in play less times than about 500-some-odd people in baseball. And, you know, it's kind of a constant battle with Mike Trout. He's always fighting himself about whether or not to be aggressive on the first pitch. He said recently that when he is aggressive on that first pitch, he tends to kind of, his swing gets a little bit too big, and he's not as, you know, centered on going to right center field, and he feels like it hurts him a little bit. But, you know, this is a byproduct of a guy who works a lot of deep counts. If you're working a lot of deep counts, you're going to strike out a lot, and then sometimes, you know, you're going to go on little stumps because of it. I think it's an absolute marvel that a guy could strike out as often as Mike Trout does and still get on base 40% of the time. I think that just speaks to how great a hitter Mike Trout is. But imagine if he cut those strikeouts down, where his batting average would be, where his on-base percentage would be. And I think that's going to be the thing that Mike Trout struggled with throughout his career. This is something maybe the next step in his maturation as a hitter is cutting down those strikeouts, knowing when to be aggressive early in counts, knowing when to jump on that first pitch fastball. You know, sometimes you kind of feel it with him, though, when he's about to get on a really hot tear, and it seems like he's kind of turning the corner a little bit. He had a couple of hits to end Sunday's game, and then yesterday in Fenway Park, those first 2 at-bats, I mean, he hit 2 bullets. He hit a line drive to center field that was about 2 inches away from going over the fence. You feel like he's got a dominant run in him because he's kind of been, you know, treading water for the last 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, we've said it before, it seems like the MVP is his to lose right now, because I don't know that anybody has really stepped up in the American League. If he can go on a nice little run for the next 3-4 weeks, I think he could really put himself in good position. And, you know, there's really no reason to believe that he can't.
Alden, with Tyler Skaggs out for the year, with C.J. Wilson struggling, Matt Shoemaker has been a godsend for that rotation.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about, how did they get him in 2008? Was he undrafted? Was he an injured player from Eastern Michigan? I vaguely remember the story why he wasn't drafted.
Yeah, he was a redshirt junior out of Eastern Michigan. That redshirt junior year was actually the first year that he was actually a starting pitcher. He actually came to that school as a pretty good corner infielder. And he had scouts show up. A lot of them told him, look, we're going to pick you this round. We're going to pick you in this round. He was certain that he was going to get drafted at some point in 2008. And all the rounds went by. Matt Shoemaker was in his living room following it on his laptop. Round 50 passes, and he is not taken in the draft. He couldn't believe it.
Wow.
He circled back with some scouts later, and they told him, you know what, maybe they saw you as a senior sign. He was all set to go back to cash in on his final year of eligibility at Eastern Michigan, and one of the Angel scouts gave him a call, told him, look, you know, we know you want to sign. We'll give you $1,000, and you could, you know, just come and try to make your way up the organization. And, you know, I talked to DePoto about him recently, and DePoto told me that he still marvels at Matt Shoemaker, and he wonders how we could go 50 rounds in a draft and nobody takes Matt Shoemaker. And, well, the thing is, he's not really big. He's not a guy who throws very hard. At that point, he really didn't have command of more than a couple of pitches. But, I mean, he is a guy who just keeps his head down, keeps working. He doesn't really make the moment too big. He showed up here in the major leagues, and he's already beaten Cliff Lee, David Price, Justin Verlander. So many aces that Chris Sale, so many guys who have pitched against him that he's done better against. And the funny thing, too, is he never even put up good numbers in the minor leagues. The entirety of the last 2 years, he was in AAA. And, you know, he didn't pitch very well. I know it's a tough pitcher's league, the Pacific Coast League. But the Angels keep track of a certain amount of stats that they feel like can players can parlay that into success in the big leagues. And for Matt Shoemaker was always the most likely pitcher to get ahead in counts, stay ahead in counts, and put hitters away when they're ahead. Because he just throws strikes. He just goes after hitters. He now has 4 effective pitches. He's got a great split-finger fastball. And they kept him around. They could have lost him in the Rule 5 draft. They kept him on the 40-man roster. And he's come up here and just thrown strikes. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where they would be without Matt Shoemaker. And it sounds crazy to even say this, but they don't really have any starting pitching help in their minor league system. And now that Tyler Skaggs is out, they're down to 5 starters, and that's it. They need Matt Shoemaker to step up in a pennant race. And, man, he's given them everything they could have ever hoped for. It's really a great story, and it's a great testament to just continue to work hard and, you know, not worry about where you're drafted, not worry about what an organization thinks of you, and just fight your way up a system. Matt Shoemaker is a huge testament to that.
That's pretty cool. When a team wins the division, there's always stories like that. We appreciate you joining us, Alden. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.